7.
Recon Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. This show is called Free Talk Live for a reason, because you are free to call in and talk about whatever it is you'd like. Subsequently, you can also check us out on the web at freetalklive.com. You can shoot us an email, ftl@freetalklive.com. We'll read your email live on the air. While you're there, you can also check out all the other great things. You can get involved in the BBS, log into the chat room, and talk about whatever you want with whoever else happens to be hanging out in there. You can check out the archive section and so many other great features on the website at freetalklive.com.
That's right. We have over 165 people on the bulletin board system, so that's really just taken off over there. And, of course, there's always people hanging out in the chat room. By the way, it's Ian here with you.
I'm Mike.
And Menwich.
And, we want to hear from you about anything, whether it be politics or personal, whatever it is that's been on your mind for the past week. We want to hear it from you. Get it out there. Okay, if you want to rant about the election, from whatever side you're on,
right,
feel free. The number is open, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You mentioned emails. We do have some emails to get to tonight.
Excellent.
Surprisingly, none of them in regards to the election.
Really?
Which you would think is on everyone's mind.
It is. I think it's sort of a passé subject. That's sort of a passé subject right now.
You think so? You think everybody's kind of settling in and accepting?
Well, they might as well. You know, I mean, we have a president, and that's sort of the way it is.
Well, I was talking to somebody online the other night, someone who's very upset about the election results, and I would have been equally as disturbed if it had been John Kerry who won, because
Right. Either
way, it means bad, bad things for America. But this person is really upset because he hates George Bush, and he was talking about, well, we want to go to Washington, D.C. and protest. And I said, why? What's the point?
What's it going to do?
Yeah, what's the motivation? What are you expecting to get out of it?
Didn't they egg this guy's limousine when he got inaugurated the last time?
That's what he was talking about doing this time.
What's the point?
That's what I'm saying. It seems like a total waste of time. And on top of that, considering what happened to the protesters at the Republican National Convention and some of the other protesters at the Democratic National Convention, which we kind of touched on a couple weeks ago,
right,
these people were thrown into concentration camps for literally hours and hours, and I mean over 24 hours, in concentration camps. I'm not exaggerating when I say that either, at all, because I've seen the pictures of them. I've read the descriptions of them. They're out there, and they're happening in this country. I'm not trying to dissuade people from protesting, by all means. It is still America, and we still are supposed to have the freedom of speech, and you certainly should be able to protest. So I'm not trying to dissuade you from protesting, but at least have a point to your protest. We don't like the new president. Well, you got him. You're stuck with him for 4 years. I don't think George Bush is going to all of a sudden notice a million people, if you could get that many, is going to notice a million people
right.
In the streets of
Every
Washington.
Every time they say they're going to have a million people, you know, it's never anywhere near those
Of course
numbers.
Not.
Nothing anywhere close.
Even if they could get
a million man march was about a 300,000 man march.
Which isn't bad. That's not a bad turnout
whatsoever.
That's a huge turnout. Even if you could pull 300,000, a million people to protest George Bush, it's not like he's going to say, you know what, maybe I shouldn't be president after all. I'm resigning today because these people are protesting my presidency.
Right. And then make who president at that point?
Yeah, oh, gosh.
Right? Who gets to be president? Then Dick Cheney.
That would be Dick Cheney.
Mm-hmm. That would be Dick Cheney.
So coming up tonight on Free Talk Live, again, this is if you don't call in and take control of the program, which you can do anytime, toll free, at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Coming up tonight, speaking of the election, there was a survey or a study published shortly before the election that I kind of highlighted, but we never had a chance to get to it. In fact, I don't even know if I brought it up, but shocking voter ignorance, as if it wasn't obvious enough based on the results from this Tuesday. We've got the hard numbers to give you. You won't believe some of these statistics.
I'll be interested in hearing that story.
So that's coming up tonight. Again, some emails on the way and a number of other things. Mike, what do you have on your mind?
Well, personally, I think astrology is a bunch of bunk, you know, because supposedly if you're born under a certain sign, you generally will show these sorts of characteristics or have these certain traits about you. But I wonder if that also means, well, Let's find out what your underwear says about you.
Okay.
I suppose it makes about as much sense as astrology.
And then somebody called out Jared, the Subway spokesperson, about, you know, how healthy they claim their food is on television advertisements, and we can maybe walk down that road a little bit too.
Okay, interesting. And Manwich?
You know, I look through all the news stories of the week, and I think I'm so emotionally drained from the election stuff. You know, staying up, waiting, wanting to know.
Did you stay up all night?
I didn't stay up all night, but I did stay up late.
I was up late as well.
I would have liked to have known I wanted to know who the president was.
Although I knew better. I mean, I knew from the last few elections that results just don't come in that night. You really just have to force yourself to go to sleep, because it doesn't matter if you stay up till 5, 6, 7 a.m. You're not going to get the final result.
Right. It was very close. I mean, all we were doing was basically holding out for Ohio. I mean, Florida wasn't, I don't know when it was called precisely, but it was clear who it was going to go for. They were just being very careful.
Oh, also coming up tonight, again, we're only here for the next about 2 hours. Going to be here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. We want you to join us at 800-259-9231. This is all if we get a chance to get to it, which, if you call in and take control of the show, then we probably won't. But also, Lions for Jesus. Interesting.
Lions?
Very funny story out of, actually, it was Taipei earlier this week. Another just unbelievable story. And some corrupt cop stories by request. One of our listeners has requested that we get back to doing.
Hey, what happened to the corrupt cop stories? Okay.
We've just been so bogged down. We only have this one show a week currently that we have here on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. So where do we want to start tonight? We should start with the emails, I guess.
Yeah, let's do that.
This one from Joseph. He says, to whom it may concern, and it is addressed to us, so I knew it wasn't spam. On November 1st, 2000, a witness, now this is a weird one. On November 1st, 2000.
Our listeners, weird, come on.
Yeah. November 1st, 2000, a witness in courtroom 501 at College Park Courthouse in Toronto informed the judge Anthony Walton and police officers in attendance of the plan to bring down the World Trade Center. So about a year in advance, he's saying that someone in Canada was informed about the World Trade Center plans. Not only was this witness ignored, but the official record was altered, making it illegal for anyone to mention what occurred. After the terrorist act occurred, I contacted the court reporter, Gudrun Scholich. However, I was informed that she could not give me this record without the consent of the Justice of the Peace Review Board, which I contacted immediately. They informed me that they felt nothing unusual or illegal occurred, but still refused to supply me with the missing record. The very fact that I'm telling you about this is illegal, and I ask that you keep my identity secret, since I could go to prison for telling you the truth. If you think I'm kidding, just ask an Ontario lawyer. That's the law. I really don't know what he's talking about there. I have informed the police, the FBI, and my provincial member of parliament, all who have informed me that this is not their jurisdiction and have ignored this issue. I believe George Bush informed the American people that had they knew, they would have moved heaven and earth to prevent this. Obviously, the Ontario government did not feel, or fell, as he spells it, the same way. Please demand that Prime Minister Paul Martin release this record, since he's the only one that can, who is not a judge. On his last visit to the United States, George Bush called his a great friend to the U.S. If this is true, he should have no problem releasing this record to the American government or the media, for that matter. This is a high-level...
You know, the fact is if you'd have said on September the 10th, somebody's going to fly airplanes into this building right here, you would have been just another crackpot on the street. So...
Hey, now you're a crackpot in our email box. We're going to come back with more. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. He has about one more paragraph, and we'll see what else this guy has to say. And if you want to talk about it or change the topic, you're welcome to. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
This
This is Manwich, host of Free Talk Live. I've been doing some research on human growth hormone releasers. These are products that were developed based on a whole new body of revolutionary discoveries in the area of anti-aging. The findings of these scientists are very profound in their implications on lifespan and quality of life. Many vitamin companies have HGH products, and to increase their already sizable profit margins, they scrimp on ingredients. The research is clear. If you want your pituitary gland to begin producing the levels of HGH that it did when you were in your 20s, then you must consume the right amount of amino acids and micronutrients before bedtime. I have found a product that has ample amounts of all the necessary amino acids and micronutrients to garner revolutionary anti-aging results, deep, rejuvenating sleep, increased sexual performance, and vitality in every aspect of life. And after careful research, I have agreed to endorse Lactropin HGH for free because I believe in this product. Call now and receive a free month of Coral Life Calcium, a $20 value. 1-866-633-LIFE. That's 866-633-LIFE. Stop the aging process now. 866-633-LIFE.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327, extension 150.
Live 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control anytime just by dialing those numbers, 800-259-9231, toll free, and we'll put you on the air, and you can literally talk about anything you want. Calls were rolling in like crazy during the break.
Awesome. And you know, if you are a lady who calls in, we're going to move you right to the front of the pack. They could be gentlemen hanging on the line, and you know what, ladies, if you call in, we're going to put you on first.
In this case, we have two females holding on the line at least, so we are going to have to go in order of call.
Right.
And by the way, again, it's anything goes. So if you want to change the topic, feel free. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. And it's Ian here with you.
And I'm Mike.
And Manwich.
Let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. We were in the middle of an email, but again, callers are priority on this show. So let's go to Mary Lou in Springfield, Missouri. Mary Lou, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, great. Hello this evening.
Hi.
One of the things that I wanted to ask your viewers was to add any...
We have listeners, Mary Lou.
I know. Okay, that's right. I wanted to ask your listeners to, if they had any information in regard to FEMA camps, concentration camps in the United States, which you mentioned earlier, that, people were actually thrown into, they were detained. So I just wanted to ask that they visit a web page where it's exclusively focused on the FEMA camps, conspiracy things like that, and the 9/11. And
what's a FEMA camp?
FEMA.
Tell me a little bit more about this.
You don't know anything about the FEMA camp?
Well, I know that what we were describing, Mary Lou, was something that was going on in New York City during the Republican National Convention.
Yeah.
And I don't think FEMA was involved in this one. This was a New York police thing, as far as what I could tell. But go ahead and explain what a FEMA camp is, if you would, for Manwich.
You may be familiar with Federal Emergency Management Agency.
I know what the anachronism is.
Okay.
Anachronism is.
Yeah, and basically what it is, it's property set up all over the United States where... if anyone, has a theory or an idea against, the United States government, they could possibly be put into a FEMA camp. Some people call it a civilian inmate internment, CILF, civilian inmate labor facility. But at any rate,
seems very unlikely to me, Mary Lou.
How is it?
That people, it does. I mean, I'm not trying to belittle you, and we're here for you on this show. But it seems odd. Like if I disappeared, my mom's going to want to know something, and at some point or another, they're going to be able to prove to the national press I've disappeared.
Really? Yeah.
Don't you think it'd go somewhere?
You think that you'd go somewhere, or
don't you think that that if enough people vanished without a trace, put into FEMA camps that the press would get a hold of it?
Oh, I would certainly hope so, but I don't know what the press, how good the press is today at preventing things like, major problems across the nation.
I'll tell you what, the evidence or the event that we were talking about in New York City where about 1,500 to 1,800 people, that's 1,800 people, were locked into these concentration camps,
mm-hmm.
The press was pretty much nowhere to be found. I mean, I think they might have gotten a few mentions on the local New York news about how 1,500 people were detained for a little while. Well, that's about all that they got. And this is huge news. This is America, people being locked in, fenced in pens. This is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I know that's true. There's pictures and all that stuff. But what Mary Lou's talking about is people being put in camps for, forever. They're gone. Poof.
That's what
the
you're
government's
talking about?
Got them. Is that true, Mary Lou?
They could possibly be detained forever, or they could possibly be detained for a short period of time. Who knows?
Well, we do know that part of that, we know at least part of that is true, because a man by the name of, at least we know one person by the name of Jose Padilla is
mm-hmm.
still rotting away in some government military brig somewhere in the middle of nowhere, and nobody can talk to him except for, I think they've let his lawyer go see him now maybe once or twice, but he's still being held without trial. So it could certainly happen to any one of us. Are there actual evidence? Is there actual evidence of these camps, or is it sort of a mystery conspiracy thing?
I don't know about a mystery conspiracy thing. Your listeners could do some research on the John Ashcroft ideas about FEMA and things like that. And, yeah, people actually have seen and photographed these different areas, containment areas all across the nation. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, Mary Lou, we certainly appreciate you opening our eyes to that, and anybody who's wanting to do some research certainly should.
Mary Lou, didn't you say you had a website?
Yeah, we do. We do. And we'd love for your listeners to post on this website, if possible, any information that they might have. Or
what is
anything
it?
That they would like to add. It's www.
Go ahead, give it a plug.
.usacamps.blogspot.com.
That would be usacamps.blogspot.com. So,
yes, sir.
There you go. So you're actually really into this, Mary Lou.
Yeah, really kind of into the research on it, absolutely, and follow up, you know, with the FEMA agency and, you know, the different, there's photographs available, you know, of the different camps all across.
Mary Lou, I remain unconvinced, and here's why. I have a national radio show, or at least I'm on in a few towns across the nation, and I espouse libertarian, quote-unquote, anti-government ideals all the time. Why haven't I disappeared?
Oh, that's not for me to say. That's absolutely.
I mean,
have you studied any recently about the John Ashcroft, you know, the different things that John Ashcroft has done in regards to maybe the Echelon Project or...
Well, you're going off on tangents, Mary Lou. Can you at least hypothesize why it is that people like Manwich or myself or another one of the people on the GCN network, Alex Jones, for instance, hasn't been arrested or thrown into one of these camps?
Oh, no, and that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you nor Alex Jones is going to be arrested and put into this camp.
No. We're not saying that you're saying that.
Right. What
we're asking why it hasn't happened.
Why hasn't it happened yet, though? Can you come up with a possible reason for it?
Well, my basic premise is any information out there that's available and someone might have, if they would like to post it, that would be great. I'm not
so she's still gathering information.
Going to disappear.
Well, Mary Lou,
that statement at all.
Well, we certainly appreciate hearing from you. Anything else
you
on your mind tonight?
Thank you. That's it.
Hey, thanks for listening, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again. Have a great night.
Thank
and let's
you.
Move on. Let's go to Harriet in Athens, Ohio. Harriet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hi, Harriet.
This is the first time I've called your program, but I listen.
You know what? It's the first time we've listened to you, so what's on your mind?
But I listen to Jemis all the time, and uh-huh. I was questioning. I have not heard any count on Peruca as to how he done.
I can tell you, he. Just a second. I have to draw from memory. 130,000,
something like that. Yeah.
130,000.
About half of what Bednarik or Nader got.
Oh, okay. Well, I know that I live in Ohio, and I didn't vote for Bush or Kerry.
Congratulations. I think everybody who didn't vote for Bush or Kerry deserves a round of applause
just based on
the fact that they didn't buy into that whole lie, that whole scam. I don't care if you voted for David Cobb. I don't care if you voted for Michael Bednarik, Michael Peruca. You definitely deserve, you're a real American. And I want you to hang on, Harry. We're going to come back to you. We're going to talk to you as well at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Real Americans voted their conscience this year.
Yeah.
Not the rest of you cowards. 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live. We'll be back.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so.
A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Pam got some mud out of her 3-year-old's shirt. Jason had a wine stain on his countertop, now gone. Halloween makeup from Karen's kid got on the carpet, no trick. It's gone too. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the powerful bubble-up technology in BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Kelly brought a puppy home and it left a mess on the new carpet. Now her carpet still looks brand new. Fran said, it's the most effective pet odor removal product she's ever encountered. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the power of PAWS, or Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, from BioWalk. Have you discovered the BioWalk family of products?
Just in from BioWox, their November special. You get 2 quarts of BioWox Citrus Concentrate, 2 dilution bottles and sprayers, and 2 32-ounce bottles of PAWS for only $44.95. That's a savings of nearly $45. Clean your house in time for the holidays by calling 866-246-6943. That's 866-246-6943, or visit BioWox.com.
Hey, kids. You want a soundtrack that's going to make you feel tense? Let you express your frustration?
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. That is a toll-free telephone number for you to get interactive with us. It's Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Manwich.
And we'll talk to you about absolutely anything. And I know, Manwich, you really want to get back to that concentration camps issue, and we will here in just a moment. But we still have Harriet on the line from Athens, Ohio. Harriet, you still with us? Hello, Harriet.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. So we were talking. We had to kind of interrupt you there for that quick break. But you had touched on the third-party situation. You voted third-party this year, and we were just finishing up congratulating you for that. How did it feel walking out of the polls having voted for someone that you actually believed in?
A great feeling. And I know that I could come home and watch the elections and sit here and kind of laugh.
So you can't be blamed. You can't be blamed for what happens in the next few
years.
Well,
there was another one I was quite interested in, and I haven't heard, and that was Sheriff Richard Mack that was running for governor in Utah.
I thought he pulled out of the race. I thought he pulled out to go on Showtime's American Candidate. You're talking about Libertarian candidate Richard Mack. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I believe he actually withdrew from the race and went on Showtime's television show American Candidate. I don't think he actually went through with it.
Oh, okay. Well, I know he was putting up quite a battle for it. And, you know, what I wanted to say is my firm belief is everybody will go back and kind of go to sleep and forget about till the next election comes. And, you know, right now is when the people should pull together and get us a third party and stand behind Palooka and...
Palooka. Well, you won't find very many Palooka fans in, at least in this studio, but if you liked him and voted for him, then more power to you. We're not going to stand behind him because he's not principled, unlike Libertarian candidates.
What does that mean, principled?
Well, he doesn't have a principle that he bases things on. Okay, he's got the Bible, I guess, but that's not principled.
Well, I got a brochure in here that he had quite a good stand on what he believed in.
Oh, he absolutely has some good stands, and I will agree with him on a number of his issues, but there's some areas where he's pro-government, and I don't really care for that too much.
Well, I'm afraid maybe you're going to find out that you're going to have to be. We are being sold out. There's no doubt in my mind.
Sold out to whom?
The third world country.
We're being sold out to third world countries?
Well, sure.
I don't understand. Can you explain that?
They're going to take what we have worked all of our life. They're going to bring us down to the rest of the country.
How exactly is that? Who is they? I mean, when you say third world
our
countries...
Our government.
Our government.
Our government's behind it. But it's
behind what?
Are you talking about how a lot of our jobs are being sent overseas and things to that effect? Is that what you're relating to?
Absolutely. Our borders are not being protected. And I just went on a flight this summer. They used the wand all over me and made me take my shoes off and leave the borders wide open. Now, what's that telling you?
You know, I got a question. Whenever someone brings up this borders issue, you say the borders are wide open. What would you do? What would you do to close the borders down, Harriet? Could you explain your plan?
Oh, well, first of all, the Border Patrol is doing the best job that they can do, and they're limited.
That ain't much. So what would you do, Harriet, if you were in charge and you want to shut down the borders? Is that correct? You want to shut them down?
Well, yes, I would have a place where they would come in, like Ellis Island. They took that away. But don't get me wrong, because I think every immigrant, that's what our country's built on.
Well, that's good to know.
We have all come from, our families have come, but it was come because of freedom.
Okay, I was worried for a moment there, Harriet, that you were a xenophobe. So exactly how would you, if Harriet was in charge, what would the borders look like? Let's say the U.S.-Mexico border. What would that border look like?
Well, I'm not talking, I would at least have our National Guard. If you read the Constitution, our National Guard is to protect our country. Not to be shipped overseas.
They say that each state should have its own militia in the Constitution. The National Guard is kind of a conglomeration of all the state militias, and then they take the National Guard and send them off to fight wars in other nations, which...
That's not what they're for.
It does seem odd, but just to make it clear, the Constitution talks about state militias.
Yes, but...
All right, I want to get back to Harriet's vision, though. What do you see the National Guard doing in regards to borders? I want to understand where you're coming from, Harriet.
Well, Arizona, look at all of the border there, and they know where they're coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But, and this was on Lou Dobbs, where they sat in a X, and they're not allowed to leave their stand there. They call MIAS, and they won't pick them up.
You're talking about immigrants.
I'm talking about...
They sat on an X? I don't quite understand. Is it just me, guys? Am I the only one lost here?
No. I don't know what she's saying.
Well, they told on there, they had one of the Border Patrols on there.
Uh-huh.
And he told that they have stations that they set in what they call an X-like. Or stationed in an X-like. And they're not to leave that. Well, if they're coming over... to their left or their right, they're not allowed to go get them. That's
totally lost.
No, she's saying...
She's saying that the Border Patrol guy has to stay in a certain area.
Right.
Oh, and, like a zone defense or
something. Right. Exactly. And so, somebody's coming in wide left or wide right. Well, guess what? That person's getting through.
I see.
Right.
So how would you change things? Do you want to build a wall?
No, I don't want to build a wall.
How would you change it?
I want us to bring our... National Guard back here and protect our country like it was originally in the Constitution supposed to do.
Well, I don't know, and you know what, I need to do a little bit of a refresher course on the Constitution, and that's why I've ordered Michael Badnarik's book, but I, maybe it's just me, but I don't think the Constitution says that we need to have a Border Patrol, does it?
We are, on our Bill of Rights, we are entitled to a militia.
Absolutely. Right. Well, that's different. That's different from a Border Patrol. A Border Patrol is a federal police agency, and that has nothing to do with a militia.
Yeah, but if you put the ones that are down there that's trying to protect their property...
They're trying to line their pockets, Harriet. Come on, let's get real. If you're a Border Patrol agent...
I'm not talking about Border Patrol. I'm talking about the ranchers down there that are trying to protect their property from the destruction that's happening. Then they're criticized because they have no authority.
Shooting Mexicans without a license?
well,
you know what, as far as if there's property that's being damaged, then they definitely have the right to defend their property. I agree with that.
They don't shoot them. They line them up, and they had a lot of people go down, and Spencer had his lined up with people that went down there. And then we are called, the people that go down there that want to protect our
country. All right, Harry, I want you to hang on. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number here. I just want to know one thing when we get back. I want to have one more question for Harriet. Should the borders be open or closed? And I want her to answer that. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to four separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Chances are, you're paying too much for life insurance. So why not make a free phone call right now that could save you up to 50%, maybe even more, on quality term life insurance from Matrix Direct Insurance Services. Whether you're buying life insurance for the first time or cutting back on the cost of an overpriced policy, one free call to Matrix Direct is the simple and affordable way to get the term life insurance you need. Call Matrix Direct today, and we'll help you get coverage from highly rated insurance companies across the United States with some of the best rates in the country. Here's the number, 1-800-701-TERM. The call is free, the quote is free. Call Matrix Direct now at 1-800-701-TERM. 1-800-701-TERM. That's 1-800-701-TERM.
All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do. It was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. That's toll-free nationwide. You can also check out the website at freetalklive.com. Get involved in the BBS, the chat room. Check out the archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners. Drop us an email, ftl@freetalklive.com, and we'll read it live on the air. So many things to do at freetalklive.com.
Exactly. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Manwich.
We are on the phone with Harriet in Athens, Ohio, and we've been talking about immigration and the borders, and we're kind of trying to understand, at least I am, I'm trying to understand where Harriet's coming from. She started out by telling us that she voted for one of the third parties, which was just, it's a great move as
awesome.
Far as I'm concerned.
Heck
and
yeah.
Congratulations to you for that again, Harriet. And then we kind of somehow got off onto this immigration tangent, and I just want to know, should the borders be open or should they be closed, Harriet?
They should have, where's our home security money gone?
That's not relevant to the question.
Well, it is when it comes to the borders. I thought that they were to protect our borders. That was what that money was to be spent for. They're not
okay.
giving the Border Patrol the assistance that they need. So that's
so then.
And how do you know where these are people are coming in from? In Ellis Island, you have to in Canada. It takes you 4 years if you want to leave here to go to Canada to be checked out.
4 years?
I drove across the border without any warning.
Well, I'm saying to stay. I'm not saying if they want to come over here to stay.
That's if you want to go through the process.
Well, what's our borders for if it's not for the process?
Well, that's the problem, I think. I think we need to get rid of the process and have real open borders and be a real free country again. What do you think about that, Harriet?
No, I don't.
Why? What are you afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything.
Then why not open the borders?
Why should we open the borders to anything when we had 9/11?
The borders were closed and we had 9/11. So what is it you're afraid of again?
They weren't closed. Those people got in here.
Oh, there was all kinds of rules in regards to immigration.
These people that you're saying who got in here, they'd been here for years, hiding amongst all of us, wherever we were living. Like, didn't I believe one of the gentlemen take a flying course?
That's correct.
In Venice?
Down here near where we live.
I mean, that's the thing. These people came into our country years before 9/11 ever took place. And think about how many thousands of miles of borders and how many seaports that we have cover. It's impossible.
We had Ellis Island where you had to come in there to be checked.
Well, that was then, but this is now. You don't have to come to one single port.
You didn't have to then either. What was stopping you from landing in Virginia back then?
Well, what's her name? I'm sorry.
Harriet.
I think you're halfway there in agreeance to what Ian's saying, because a portion of this is there. We wouldn't have been attacked on 9/11 if it wasn't for our foreign policy. And the same foreign policy that we got attacked for is the foreign policy that caused us to go to Iraq.
All right, who's running the foreign policy?
Well, the government. I would assume the government.
All right, then who's bringing all of these illegals in?
They're bringing themselves in because they want to juggle here.
Why are they bringing themselves in if we...
Because this is the best place in the world to live. Because some people actually want to make a better life for themselves.
Yeah, instead of living in some stinkhole on the other side of the world.
And maybe they don't want to go through the bureaucratic process of filling out a year's worth of paperwork.
All right.
And speaking of bureaucracy, you talked, Mike, about the hijackers. Well, you remember that after September 11th happened, 6 months later, the Immigration Service sent a couple of the dead hijackers, their visas or something, updates or something.
Right.
They thought they were still alive. These are the kind of people. The government, you know, Harriet, the government can't deliver the mail on time. How is it you can expect them to take care of the borders in the way that you want them to? It's just not going to happen.
Well, I still am totally against an open border.
How is it going to affect you?
Well, here in Ohio University, people were laid off here. Electricians, plumbers, masonry, all of them were. There were people here in our community that
because
wanted
masons
work.
Were coming across the board and
no, that's wall. That's doing walls. That's putting up walls.
What's the point? So these people are out of jobs. Why?
The point of it is, we had citizens here that were laid off.
So what?
Ohio University got. All of these illegal...
You just told us that.
But why were they laid off?
Why were they laid off?
Because of the work that's been shut off in Ohio.
Well, the work's getting shut off in Ohio because Ohio as a state is diminishing. The workload's diminishing. People are leaving.
No, they're not leaving.
Well, I'm sorry. The jobs are leaving Ohio. The
jobs are leaving Ohio. All right.
But the jobs are growing here in Florida.
Well,
I live in Florida. Jobs are growing.
Well, where is that leaving the people?
What do immigrants have to do with any of this?
Because immigrants are stealing our jobs.
Maybe that's the point she's getting at. Illegal Mexicans and had to draw them diagrams to put electricity in these places.
Come on. You're making that up, Harriet.
I am not making that up. That is...
You know what? If somebody wants to come in and compete with the existing electrician, shouldn't they be allowed to?
Why did all the...
You're anti-competition, Harriet. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not anti-competition. I am for bringing illegals in here to take the people's jobs.
But they're only illegal because the government says so. Harriet, thanks for the call. We'll have to talk to you again. We got to move on. We got other people on the line here. Harriet, and we want to hear from you at 800. I would like to hear from her again because I still don't understand where she's coming from on that. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Let's wrap up some final thoughts on this whole immigration thing coming up next. We want to hear from you as well. This is your show. You can take control and even change the topic. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Cartonic Minute. Dearly beloved, we are gathered to talk about our dear ones. Hopefully when I come back, my words will make an impact so you can avoid one of the antlered kind. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. This could be a new spin on Dearly Beloved, because frolicking bambis could cause unaware drivers to spin their cars around, literally. During late autumn mating season, deer may be looking for love in all the wrong places, including the road. So consider these points. 1. Because half of deer vehicle crashes occur between 5 p.m. and midnight, use high beams if there's no opposing traffic, as the brighter light illuminates deer's eyes for easier spotting. 2. Since deer usually travel in pairs or herds, if you see one set of antlers, you can bet others will follow. 3. If a deer does cross your path, stay in your lane and brake. Many serious accidents occur when drivers swerve. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free worldwide. Well, nationwide, though, the word toll free. I don't know about you worldwide listeners. 800-259-9231. If you are worldwide and you can't get through on the phones, shoot us an email, ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. This show is about you. We want to talk to you about whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it be what we're talking about now
right,
or something completely different. You can literally change the topic anytime at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mike.
And Manwich.
And going right back to the phones, back to the fun, we got Brent on the line in Sarasota, Florida. Brent, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, calling in from Sarasota. How you guys doing?
You are.
Great. How you doing, Brent?
Doing all right tonight. I've only got
a
minute.
On the line?
Well, the girl that you just talked to about the Spanish immigration and protecting our borders and stuff like that. All right.
Well, presumably she'd like to protect us from Canadian immigration as well. I mean, if you want to be consistent, you have to. Anyway, go ahead, Brent.
Okay, well, not a real problem, I don't think. In fact, I think a lot of us are going to be going to Canada for the free health care pretty soon. It's them going to be protecting themselves from us, if you know what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
Right.
All right, but let's go back a few years when Clinton was in office. He increased legal immigration from 20,000 a year to 40,000 a year. I don't have a problem with that, legal immigration. Like she was talking about, have them come through an Ellis Island type thing. Of course, nowadays that's not going to happen, but I see where she was going with that.
Okay.
One of the things I think she was trying to touch on with the Ohio situation, for instance, she was talking about, I wasn't familiar with this university that hired these illegal Mexicans to work in there.
That's right. That's right. Mexicans wiring up Ohio University. Well, they got their instructions written down on a paper napkin.
You know, she said that. She said she wasn't making it up, but she must have heard it from someone who was making
gotta
it
bring
up.
Them, right, right. Bring well, them in because they got to lose one about every half hour getting zapped off the wall.
You guys, you know, you're laughing about that, but the funny thing is I worked at a very high-profile resort on a certain barrier island in the area here. And when I started working there in the late 90s, it was mostly guys like me, you know, American guys, mostly just with a high school education. I don't want to be prejudiced, white guys, black guys, all kinds of guys that grew up in this country. Well, when I started working there, the job paid a certain rate an hour, but no matter who it was started to make that money. Well, as time went on and people left on their own and stuff, they started hiring a lot of Latinos to work there. Mm-hmm. Well, and then eventually, pretty soon, it was mostly Latinos working out there. And you guys laugh about guys wiring up stuff and this and that. The truth of the matter is, there were a lot of times I'd have to show them how to wire a light switch or how to wire an electrical outlet or how to change a trap underneath the sink. And these guys are getting paid the exact same amount of money as me because the job started.
So work somewhere else.
Money.
It's not your. It's your fault that they got to continue working there. You know, if you'd have just told them, "Hey, sorry,
not my
job." You got hired as electrician, man.
Yeah.
Then they'll just let you go.
Well, you know what? You don't have to work there, Brent.
And
yeah,
another thing is
that,
as a business owner, if it's cheaper to hire somebody who doesn't speak English, and I feel like they can do the job, I probably would do that.
Okay. Here's
so,
my problem.
Okay.
Here's
listen.
My problem. Clinton, mm-hmm. Clinton increased it to the 40,000 non-Americans to come in this country and become citizens. All right? People from China, people from Europe, people from Japan with college degrees are waiting in line to get in this country.
All right, we're going to come back. We'll talk to you more. I know you had to go, Brent, but if you can hang, please hang. We would love to discuss this more. 800-259-9231, or maybe you can pick up where Brent left off. 800-259-9231. It's Immigration Talk, Free Talk Live.
U.S. Gold.